Hello, this is Neville Collard, Noongar Elder and Noongar Birdia, and I'm here to talk to you about the Lake Julbuck, and this is story two. Lake Julbuck links to significant Noongar sites. Lake Julbuck is central to the interlinking lakes and wetlands around the Whadjuk country, which is Perth, and was a source of water and food for Aboriginal groups who lived in and around the area. The Noongar people of the Swan River and coastal plains are the traditional owners and the keepers of information, and this was a major Noongar community area and meeting place. In June 1828, the Swan River colony was established, and the life of the Noongar people was irrecoverably impacted. In 1832, the Subiaco area was recorded as forming part of the Moro Territory, occupied by Yellagongas group, who, like others in Noongar society, moved with seasonal changes, using their knowledge of the land to travel by well-known pathways from watering holes to campsites and gathering places. The lakes and the wetlands in the area, as well as the freshwater springs and sites along the foreshore to Crawley, play an immensely significant role in Noongar creation stories of the land and the waterways formed by the Woggle, the sacred snake. Storytelling is a powerful, culturally appropriate way of sharing history and stories of these sites on the Janabiri, the footpath that connects them together as part of Whadjuk walking trails. Noongar people remain connected to the lake despite the influence of the gold boom, immigration policies and redevelopment and displacement by the white fella through their beliefs. Knowledge, cutting in, of the waterways was essential to survival, providing shelter, fresh water and food. All the lakes were their hunting grounds. Noongars called the Janabiri track that went between the swamps, the Yakin or the Yagon Biddy, the turtle track. An abundance of food could be found. They had plenty of gilgis, turtle and wild fowl. The women used to bury zamia nuts in the wet ground. We collected quandongs, Johnny Coolbung, pigface, boron, bloodroot, gibarch, wild potatoes or yam, barley, a variety of lizards, and occasionally a brush, wallaby or yonga, crabs, shellfish, frogs, turtles, and fowl were in the lakes and swamps. Bush food such as wild roots and fruits, edible gum was plentiful. Animals like lizards and snakes were all found around the area. Crawley Bay, Matilda Bay, Dyson Swamp, Shenton Park Lake, now Lake Julbuck, Jollymont Swamp, Mabel Talbot Park were all hunting and gathering places, and some remained well into the 20th century. It is known that the Yakin Janabiri connected the food sources where Noongars were able to live off fresh water, crayfish, gilgis and marrow from the lakes. Also caught were ducks, mountain duck, red ear, black duck, shovel nose, grey geese, little grebe, pelicans, spoonbills, egret, herons, swans, the Marlie and Koolyuk, along with the turtles. Marlie, the black swan, is regarded as a birdier of freshwater fowls. It is the guardian of many waterholes and rivers. Part of the Derwent Yerrigan is the dreaming place of Marlie. Noonganburra is the place for nesting, and Garlup is the place for courtship and courtamert and fire. Noonganburra is now named as Herdsman Lake, and Garlup is called Lake Munga. The Subiaco area was an important living and lifestyle area for Noongar people and family groups of the Birla Earth City. It was a meeting place and was a part of a well-used track from Wandara Gadagarup. Wandara Gadagarup was a significant Noongar camping place located in the vicinity of Hammersley Road, where it intersects with Thomas Road and the King's Park bushland. I believe that Wandara Gadagara is now what the name that they call Karakata, because it's the place of the spider. The surrounding area includes the local area as far as Shenton Reserve, the hills around Subiaco, and is a name given to Karakata Cemetery, which was taken from the Noongar name. The Julbup area was on the Jenabidi, from Hersman Lake, Noonganburra, Lake Munger, Darlup, Lake Claremont, Galbamarnup, and Hyde Park, Budjamulling. Between the camping grounds to Shenton Parkland, the reserves onto Kings Park, Kardakumba, and down to the Swan River, the Derwal Yerrigan. To the old camping ground near Tawari on the Swan River and Kitchener Park, where families camped until they were removed by government of the day in 1951. The Wajuk Trails, Bush to Beach, Kardabiddy and Yangi Kempbiddy intersect with Julbup on a trail to Shenton Bushland, and the stories connect these sites all together. Much of what is known about the Aboriginal history of place, like Subiaco, come from Noongar knowledge and stories passed down many generations, which documents demonstrate waterways and identify camps, gathering places and fringe camps showing the displacement of Aboriginal people from their land, and validate these stories. Despite displacement, there is ongoing connection to country and to Aboriginal law. Stories include and demonstrate the different cultural responsibilities of women's business, men's business, offering an understanding of diversity for generations to come. Thank you.